thank you for today, and I thank you, God, that it is Father's Day. It's a day that we choose to use to set aside a Sunday to thank fathers for all they do. It is impossible to thank mothers, and it's impossible to thank fathers for all they do, because they do so much, and many times what they do is not even recognized by their kids. It's not even recognized by the world, because what they do many times just goes totally unnoticed. So today, God, those that have felt like it's been unnoticed or won't even need to be noticed, just touch it special. Let them feel your power. Let them feel your anointing. And God, let them feel a great old big hug from their heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it. And the church said, amen. So we're going to talk about spiritual warfare. Again, this is not meant to beat anybody up. This is here to lift up, okay? But remember, spiritual warfare. How many know spiritual warfare is tough? Have you ever seen a warfare that was not tough? Amen? So look at this. Spiritual warfare, fathers, the difference makers. Who sees that picture? What is it? That father's playing with that child and teaching the child, giving that child the word of God and holding up a shield, catching the fiery darts and being shot in the back, catching the fiery darts and being shot even in the arm, catching the fiery darts and keeping his child shielded as he teaches him the word of God. That right there could be the sermon today. Just period. That could be the sermon. But this is it. We are the difference makers. And sometimes you don't find out about it till years later. But I promise you, if you're doing your best to be a godly father and you're training yourself and letting God train you and you're taking to heart the stuff that you're learning and doing it correctly, you are a good, good father. And don't let the world try to tell you different. And don't let anybody else try to tell you, because God's going to one day say, welcome, well done, my good and faithful servant. Amen? So let's go ahead and quickly, let's look at, oh, look at that. See, there's another one. I don't remember, this isn't a beat down. This is a lift up, because of spiritual warfare. There's arrows being shot at your children everywhere you turn, in the media, owns all these little apps that they have, and all these things where they're being bullied all the time, and they're all got to try to live up to a certain image. If they don't look like that certain image, they feel like they're nothing. And so the fathers come in, and we're trying to protect them and show them that they are somebody and they are something. So again, here's a father. He's taking the arrows for his child because he's a good, good father. He's looking out for his kids. Amen? So let's just go a little bit further here. Listen to me carefully. This is very powerful. This, if you got to get this or the rest of us, no good. How many know we're on the front lines of spiritual warfare? Amen. It's going on right now. And especially the fathers. The fathers, I'm going to show you something. Fathers, did you know that we, somebody look at and say, your father, or father-like, either way, father-like person, look. Did you know that we are the front line of spiritual warfare? Didn't say we were on the front line. We are the front line. In my household, when my kids were little, I tell them, the buck stops here. I got you, boys. I got you. You might not like it, but well, I do have you, but I got you. And they ain't getting to you until they get through to me first. And that's what that father's doing right there. We are the front line of spiritual warfare. Listen, we're frontline first for our wife. Our most important relationship next to God is our wife. And so we're the frontline of spiritual warfare for our wife. We're the frontline of spiritual warfare for our children, for our families, and we are the frontline for the church. Men, look at somebody and say, men, you make a difference. Tell them. Tell somebody, men, girl, ladies, you tell the men they make a difference. There you go. So here we go. Get ready. Get ready. Ezekiel 22 and 30, I look for someone among you who could build walls and stand in front of me by the gaps in the walls to defend the land and keep it from being destroyed, but I could find no one. Whoa, here's the problem. See these gaps right here? Here's the problem. In this world today, especially in what I see in our children and our grandchildren, hear what our grandchildren are being taught, and what they're being sown, showed and sown into, it just drives me up the wall to hear and see some of the things I'm hearing. There's a gap in our nation. There's a gap in our schools. There's a gap in our families. There's a gap in our homes. There's a big separation between God and his people. And the sad part about it is many people don't even realize there's a gap. They say things like, you know, here's their whole spirituality. Here's the whole thing. Well, if the good Lord is willing, then the creek don't rise. Really, that's your spirituality. Or, youngins, you better get up. The school, the bus is here to take you to church. But where you going to go with us, Daddy? That's just for kids. But Daddy, why don't you see my mama in church? Well, I don't, he go to church. That's for women and children. If that's your spirituality, something's wrong. Because we're the front line. We're the ones that should be leading the pack. Again, I told you this is not a beat down, but a lift up. And y'all guys, I know y'all are all doing this, and that's cool. Look at this. Fire's coming down on our homes, and fire from hell is coming down on our children. You see him there, that father is defending that child with everything he's got, still got his hand on that child, still loving that child. God's plan. God said, I sought for a man, not a committee, not a neighbor, not someone else, not a better time, but God sought for a man. Now, I looked this word man up in the Hebrew. And when I looked it up in the Hebrew, it blew me away. Because here's what it means in the Hebrew. A husband, a father or dad, a steward, a champion, a footman, a mighty man. God looked for a man. He's looking for us today, every last one of us. He hadn't called you. He hadn't said no. He hadn't said, I can't use you. He didn't say he made a mistake. He called us to be the gap standers. So, let's go a little bit further. God looks for intercessors to stand in the gap. Again, he sought for a man. Here it goes. God's choice from among them. Able to relate, close to the heart. You can't let somebody else take care of the spirituality of your children. You're the closest one to them. You're there at night laying down with them. You're there at night putting in the bed. You're there at night when they got boo-boos and you're having to do something about it. You got something there when one of the children is really upset about something. You just can't wait till they get to church on Sunday, that the kid stuff to be taken care of. You are the spiritual leader in your home, and making a difference really, really counts. So he sought for a man among them as his representative before me to stand up, not just before God, but before his people in the land, our community, our homes, our schools, our neighborhoods, our employment. We've got a lot of EMS people in here, and we got military people in here. I applaud every one of y'all because y'all have stood in the gap so many times for us. And in the same way, fathers, we need to stand in the gap for our kids and for our family. So here's God's plan, or God's path, the breach, the gap, the broken wall. Gaps that only can be filled, that you can only fill. You, somebody say, I'm important. Every guy in here, look by and say, I'm important. Say it again, I'm important. Only you can fill this gap in the family and faith. And what's found in the land. You see that father, he's given so much of himself, and he's given pieces to empty spots in his son's life. He's helping his son out. God's path. Stand in the gap. That word stand means to be appointed, to arise, and to remain firm. It's time to get beyond ourselves. Not only get beyond ourselves, it's time to get into the fight. You know, I reckon because I've always been so active in my kids' lives, especially when they were smaller, and I was active in their spiritual lives, especially when they were smaller. I was thinking about it yesterday. The reason that DC, and I know with all my heart, the reason DC's up here playing is because in his early ages, I was a pastor. I was playing, and he said, Daddy, I want to play. And the first time he got up there, his feet wouldn't even touch the pedals. It didn't take long, though. His feet were touching the pedals. And I remember for years, Daniel's feet couldn't even touch the pedals. They were still playing in church and playing the bass and playing stuff, and they were getting it all the time. We were playing all the time together. And then I look and I see his daughter, the way she can sing and the way she can play. And I can think about that. It's because somebody, I'm not pinning any medals on me. I did my job. Period. I'm not here to get patted on the back. I'm not here for somebody to whatever. I did my job. When you lay down at night, think about it. If you can say, I did my job. Wow. You're a good father. You did it. Somebody say we did it. We did it. Come on, somebody else. We did it. Ladies, give the guys a hand. They did it. All right. Get ready. To make up the hedge, standing in the gap. Look at that. That's a big gap right there. So making up the hedge means to repair the breach, to close it off, to build a wall, to build a bridge. Nehemiah did it with the trowel and the sword. He had a trowel in one hand and the sword in the other. David did it with Israel and the Philistines. Jesus did it when he took up that cross. He made up the hedge and he bridged the gap. And fellas, I'm here to tell you something. You and Jesus make up the hedge for your wives, your children, your families, and your churches. You and Jesus together. You see, you're putting a lot on us today. No, I'm not. I'm honestly not putting it on you. Because let me ask you something. If you believe God called you to be a father, don't you know that God's going to equip you? Matter of fact, watch this. Look at this. Watch you see. You see, a family, the husband's leading. He's holding a child by the hand. He's got one suitcase in his hand. And Jesus is ahead of him, carrying four suitcases. What's going on? Jesus is helping that father carry the load. We ain't got to carry it by ourselves. That's why I say I'm not here to beat you down. I'm here to encourage you. Quit trying to carry all the packages. Let Jesus carry them for you. Quit trying to jump out in front of Jesus. Let Jesus lead the way. Let Jesus carry the heavyweight, and you're going to be all right. You don't stand alone. Look at somebody. Look at somebody. Say, you don't stand alone. Wives, look at your husband and say, you don't stand alone. Jesus stands with you, and he helps you carry your load. Matthew 11, 28 and 30 says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Now, if you're yoked up with Jesus, that don't mean that you just, well, I read the scripture every now and then, and, you know, and if the Lord's willing in the creek, don't rise. No. Taking a yoke is when you're hooked up to him to pull a load. And that word learn means to learn by doing. He learned by watching Jesus. I learned how to be a father by watching my father, watching Jesus and seeing how he handled it in his word. So take my yoke and learn from me and you will find rest. That word rest does not mean that it's a cessation of activity. It means it's an agricultural term, which means he'll rotate the crops. So when you just can't think you can take it anymore, he'll just change the load. He'll shift the load. He'll shift the load, but you still got that load there. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, Jesus was a carpenter, and it was known back in that day, it has been written that back in that day that Jesus and his father were known, very strongly known for making yokes for the farmers in the area. And they said that the yokes that he made were the easiest ones on the animal's back. It would not shape them like some of the other yokes. Well, because he knew how to sand it down and to smooth it off so the yoke could be kept, could be on the animal, and the animal could carry the load. The same way with us. There's heavy loads out there. It's heavy. But I promise you, Jesus is there with you. He's yoked up with you. Let him lead the way. The purpose is that I should not destroy it. Destroy means decay, ruin, corrupt, destroy, to lose, to perish, to spill. I'm getting somewhere with this. Of course, to make up the hedge is to repair the breach. To stand means to stand, to abide, to arise, to remain, stand fast and firm. So, and then the gap is the breach again. So let's go ahead a little bit further. Look at that. You see that kid getting ready to get burnt by the world? And what's the dad doing? Wow. Spiritual warfare. I should not destroy. I'm not going to let your family be decayed and ruined and corrupt and destroyed. I will take care of it if you'll stand in the gap. Deliverance doesn't come from an army, but it comes from a man. It comes from a dad. It comes from a husband. We've got more power than you ever could imagine. We are the priest of our home. And because we're the priest of our home, I tell this to guys all the time, because we're the priest of our home. Don't you know our prayers mean a whole lot before God? We're the ones that stand between our family and the world. We're the ones that stand between our family and God. And we shield one and the other we pull. It's like Nehemiah with his sword and with his trowel. Noah built the ark and saved mankind. Moses had the ark, representing God's presence, and amazing things happened. So I'm getting ready to close, getting ready to close. Here it is again. I just can't get over the thought of that. And I can remember the times that I can remember. How many of you remember doing something like that for your children and your grandchildren and your home? Let's look at this again, the Message version. I look for someone to stand up for me against all this, to repair the defenses of the city, to take a stand for me, and to stand in the gap to protect this land so I wouldn't have to destroy it. I couldn't find anyone, not one. This is during Ezekiel's day. I'm going to give you another version. Anybody ever heard of the DLV? Anybody? DC and Daniel were raised on the DLV. DC, you remember the DLV? The David Linton version? I looked for Dad to stand up for me against all this, to repair the defenses of the family, to take a stand for me, and to stand in the gap to protect this country so I wouldn't have to destroy it. And I couldn't find anyone, not one. God doesn't want to destroy this place. We're doing a good enough job by ourselves. He don't want to destroy it. He wants us to stand up. Oh, wow, there's another one. Wow. Playing with his kid while he's keeping the fire. All fun. Wow. The Bible's full of gap standers, difference makers. Here's the common factors of a gap stander. Ready? Number one, they're sent. They're God called. Did you know you're sent by God? You just didn't wake up one day and you were a father. Well, you may have in your own mind, but you didn't. God already knew before you were ever born that you were going to be a father and knew who your children were going to be. They have to be selfless. It's never about them, the gap standers. And it's got to be about service. It's about helping others. Here it comes. This is going to make you feel, this isn't heavy, is it? I mean, it's heavy, but it isn't hurtful, is it? Some of y'all are going, now y'all look at me and say, look at this. Did y'all see The Chosen the other day? When Matthew looked over at Jesus, says, so I'm supposed to ask Peter for forgiveness, right? And Jesus went. I love The Chosen. It's so awesome. Okay. The Bible is full of gap standards. Fathers who stood in the gap. Get ready. Noah. Righteous and obediently put his family in the ark, built it, and put his family in the ark to save them. Jacob provided for his family, learned to sow, made a coat for Joseph. Jairus prayed, went to Jesus for his daughter's healing. And then there's stepfathers. And along with stepfathers, let me add adopted fathers. I really thought a lot about Bethany this morning, and I know she's having a good time before God. But I really hope and pray, and I really do believe that she'd say, Dad, you were a very good dad to me. Stepfathers who stood in the gap. Mordecai, he raised Esther. He continued to advise her once she was grown and out of the house. Joseph, he protected and defended Jesus. Jesus' mother, Mary, raised Jesus as his own and taught him his profession. Wow. These pictures just, I looked at him and cried. I looked at him and said, God, I sure hope I've done that, and I hope I continue to do that. Fathers, remember, I'm closing. We are the front line of spiritual warfare for our wife, for our children, for our families, for our church. They're depending on it. I want you to be encouraged. DC, come start playing something, bro. Matter of fact, Y'all guys, come on up here and start doing Good, Good Father. But we can close this out, Good, Good Father. All the musicians, all of them, come on up here. DC, all that played today, come on up here. I want y'all to play it again, Good, Good Father. For our altar call, we're going to sing it together, Good, Good Father. Ready? We are the priest of our home. Say that. We are the priest of our home. Say it. Not by accident, but by design. God put you here. God put you in your family. God gave you your children. He knew. He knew. He knew. We have heavenly power. Because we are the priest of our home, we have heavenly power. When we pray, we have heavenly power. We proclaim the word. We have heavenly power. So we protect and provide for our family because we're operating in the office of priest, prophet, and protector. When we stand up to this challenge, God stands with us. Everybody stand up. Go ahead and sing Good, Good Father. Put your hands up. If you got your father here, put your hand on his back. Yes! Thank you, fathers! It's who I am, a good, good father. Father, I thank you for every father here today and every father-like figure. Lord, we've got our own children. We've got other people's children that look up to us. And I ask you right now, God, to help us, God, to keep doing what we're doing and do it through you and through your power and through your word, through your prayers, and know, God, that you guide us in a very powerful way. Sing it again, bro.
It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I love by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am, you're good, you're fine. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I love by you.
If your dad's here, love him. If he's still alive, make sure you contact him today and thank him. Was he perfect? No. Let me ask you a question. Are you perfect? Is anybody here perfect? No. But I thank God that my dad was a good dad. I called him this morning and told him, I thank you for being a good dad to me. And I thank you for making a difference in my life. And you taught me a lot of values, and I'll never forget them. And I also told my Heavenly Father this morning, I thank you because you are perfect. And you are perfect in every way, and I thank you for it. And make sure you tell that hard-headed youngin named Bethany Linton that her dad misses her. God's good. All the time. God is good. Brother Wayne, one more time. Sing that again. One more time. Can't get up. Can't get past it.
Good, good, good,
Thank you for all of them, because we know you got them. And Father, help us to realize that when we take our role as Father, we are the priests of our home. And as the priests of our home, you listen to our prayers, and you give us power to do what we got to do, and we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, yeah. Brother Wayne, will you dismiss us in prayer, please? First, we're going to say the Lord's Prayer to our Father, and then Brother Wayne going to do it. Ready? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,